I have sat before dense coal fire and watched it all aglow, full of its tormented, flaming life, and I have seen it wane at last, down, down to dumbest dust. Old man of oceans, of all this fiery life of thine, what will at length remain but one little heap of ashes?
I? Cried Stubb. But sea coal ashes! Mind ye that, Mr. Starbuck. Sea coal, not your common charcoal. Well, well, I heard Ahab mutter, here someone thrusts these cards into these old hands of mine, swears I must play them and no others. And damn me, Ahab, but thou actest right. Live in the game, and die in it.
Chapter 119. The Candles. Warmest climes but nurse the cruelest fangs. The tiger of Bengal crouches in spiced groves of ceaseless verdure. Skies the most effulgent but basket the deadliest thunders. Gorgeous Cuba knows tornadoes that never swept tame northern lands. So, too, is it that in these resplendent Japanese seas the mariner encounters the direst of all storms, the typhoon. It will sometimes burst out of that cloudless sky like an exploding bomb upon a dazed and sleepy town. Towards evening of that day, the Pequod was torn of her canvas, and bare-poled was left to fight a typhoon which had struck her directly ahead.